This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They got a deep and talented backfield led by Hall and Allen. If you look at the history of their staff, those two kind of represent maybe what Gibbs and Montgomery represented to the Detroit Lions. And we've been looking at it through that lens. Make no mistake, they're both very capable. Allen really burst onto the scene, I thought, a year ago as a rookie out of Wisconsin. Breece Hall is multi-talented.
Wisconsin, the Jets are going to try to run the ball. The Steelers, the last time they took the field, gave up 299 rushing yards. Their manhood, their effort was questioned by Kirk Herbstreit on the Amazon broadcast. So now it's time to go out there and show how much you've improved. Now, Derek Harmon ain't going to play. Y.A. Black, we're expecting big things out of. Loudermilk's going to get the first crack, but we also expect Cam Hayward to be out there, even though he had a Veterans Day off yesterday. We'll keep track of that today, see if he practices. You got to stop the run. I think you stop the run. This is easy, baby. This is fishing and barrel. This is a football Friday. You stop the run, you win the game. I think you stop the run, you force Justin Fields to beat you with his arm, and I think that's the recipe for success.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have the pieces in place to do it. I don't think the Jets stress you terribly. I know Garrett Wilson's a really good player and they've got some weapons. And I know Breece Hall's a really good player. But you've got Jalen Ramsey. Put Jalen Ramsey's ass on Garrett Wilson. Make Justin Fields beat you. Win a damn football game.
Yes.
I think that's my number one key.
Stopping the run or stopping Justin Fields running the ball? Or just both, everything.
Oh, I'm generalizing, baby.
What's more important to stop? Breece Hall's running game, which we know that they're going to want to do, or Justin Fields' legs?
I'm doing the thing that they used to do until the playoff game against Lamar Jackson. If they're going to run a lot of the zone read stuff, and I expect that they will, they should.
Yeah, that should be their offense.
It should be their offense. I'm hitting Justin Fields every single freaking time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making him hurt. I'm making him worry about keeping that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more worried about his explosiveness, to answer your question, than I am Breece Hall's.
Yeah.
Not to say Breece can't break one and go the distance. He can't. He's a really good football player. But I neutralize Justin Fields first, I think.
Me too.
Look at us.
Yeah.
It's a football Friday.
Uh-huh.
So that's the micro. That's the game on Sunday, which the further we get into the show, the more we're going to preview this particular game. But since it's the first game, what's your vibe check on the Steelers, and what would constitute a successful season for you at 412-928-9370? It's a shame that the bar has been lowered around here. It used to be, hey, win the damn Super Bowl. Now I think, because you don't have a franchise quarterback, and this is sort of the stopgap year, fingers crossed, you hope, before you get that franchise quarterback, I'm okay with winning a playoff game and the offensive line and defensive lines taking a huge step. That would be a successful season for me. What do you think a successful season looks like, Dickerson?
I think a successful season. I'm right with you with the offensive line. I'm right with you with the offensive line. But I think a successful season is the pieces that you did acquire that are going to be here for a longish term. They show up because those pieces will be a great asset to the next guy that comes in here.
Yeah.
Like the DK Metcalf, Jonnu Smith, and even the pieces that there were still here, but now that position is enhanced. Here, let me go there. The positions that were added to by outside players to be enhanced, those positions need to take a step. So whenever I say to be enhanced, I mean Jonnu Smith needs to play very well this year in order for the Steelers to be successful, but also that aids to Pat Freiermuth and Darnell Washington playing very well. Jalen Ramsey needs to play very well this year because these guys are going to be here multiple years. I'm going to leave Slay out. Jalen Ramsey playing very well this year aids to Joey Porter Jr. playing very well can help for the future. Things of that nature. I think that you know, with this team this year, I think we'll aid to them having a successful season.
That's well said because...
And even quarterback as well, too, if you want to throw Aaron Rodgers. I mean, even with Will Howard and the potential next quarterback, and if Aaron Rodgers comes back, see, that quarterback position now has become better.
I think their win-loss total this year is predicated on a lot of the old heads playing good football, but there's a lot of young players on this team that need to take a step if next year and beyond are going to be successful with that rookie.
Right.
Yeah. 412-928-9370. What does success for the Steelers look like to you, Mike, in New Jersey?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. You know, there's a couple things I can't figure out. The Steelers were 10-7 last year. Then they sign Aaron Rodgers, get DK Metcalf in a trade, trade Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay. Joey Porter matures by a year. The offensive line matures by another year. Fatanu's back. How are they not going to be better than 10-7? How are the betting lines only 8.5 on Steelers wins and, you know, wins? I mean, I can't see the Steelers not winning at least 2 playoff games. And then if you lose to the Bills, you lose to the Bills or the, I don't want to say the Ravens, but I got to throw them out there. That's a successful season to me, because I can't see them not being better than 10-7 and winning a couple playoff games.
So just if I'm hearing you right, Mike, if the Steelers fail to win multiple playoff games, it's a failed season.
You got to keep the progress going. If you made the playoffs last year, winning one game is not a successful season. I think they took that next step. When's the last time you saw the Steelers do everything that they did in the offseason?
Yeah, probably never.
Exactly.
So Mike, I think it comes down to where you're saying, like, you know, why aren't the Steelers in the category of winning more games this year than they did last year? I think it comes down to people don't believe in Aaron Rodgers at 41.
Yep.
Oh, well, I mean, that's we'll see. I mean, I wasn't big on him. I'm from Jersey, so when he was with the Jets, and now I totally did an about face with Aaron Rodgers. He's saying and doing all the right things, and let's definitely hope for the best.
You going to the game this weekend, Mike?
I'm a season ticket holder for the Steelers, and if I drive 380 miles from my steps to the Steeler parking lot, you know I'm going to be there for 12 miles.
Let's go, Mike. So, Be safe. Be safe. Swing that terrible towel, baby.
He's saying he is going to the game.
He's saying he lives in Jersey, but he has Steelers season tickets. So if he's going to drive 380 miles to go to Acrisure, he's going to drive 5 minutes.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. I went to a Steelers Giants game. I think I've told this before. Steelers Giants back in 2004. Ben's rookie year. Eli, Ben. They're exchanging haymakers left and right. It was really as well as Eli Manning played that entire season, and Ben had to open it up because it was a shootout. Well, there were like 70% Steelers fans there. Just terrible towels everywhere. And the Giants returned the opening kickoff. I don't know if they returned it for a touchdown, but it was a big return. And the dude next to us, big giant dude, wearing like a Michael Strahan jersey, turns to me and my dad and goes, "Wear your effing rags now!" And it scared the hell out of me. My dad didn't. We didn't stand up the rest of the game. I ain't trying to fight some NYPD, dude. Hell no.
NYPD.
We wound up having a good time with those guys. And the dude behind us was wearing a Ben Roethlisberger Miami of Ohio jersey.
I mean, you were what, 13 years old?
I would have been 14 years old. My formative years. And my sister and mom were off at a Broadway show. And my dad and I went there and we'll watch the Steelers beat them New York Giants.
That wasn't MetLife then, right?
It was.
It was probably like the first year?
No. It was the old one. It was Giant Stadium. Right. It was a dump.
Yeah.
Total dump. But there was like this walkway you'd go up. It was pretty cool. The atmosphere was great. And I honestly thought we were going to get harassed more by New York fans than we did. But they knew they sucked.
I can't remember sometimes. Like, there was two separate stadiums back then?
No.
They shared. They still shared.
Which had to suck for the Jets because it was Giant Stadium.
That's what I said, Giant Stadium.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. Texter, can we get a Crowley petition to start primetime games earlier? That was a big topic of conversation at my fantasy draft because all my friends live out in Denver. And so their primetime games out there, they start at 6:30. It's beautiful for them.
Yeah.
Their noon kicks on a college football Saturday at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
You wake up, you make yourself an omelet, maybe have a mimosa, and then bang, you're watching ball. College game day at 6 a.m. out there or 8, whatever, bad math. Yeah.
Not bad.
We really should start primetime games at 7:20 instead of 8:20.
Well, we were talking about with the Super Bowl. Start the Super Bowl at 2.
Yeah.
2:30. That'd be a lot better.
Give us time to sleep it off.
Yeah.
So we're not farting buffalo chicken dip the next morning. 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. What would constitute a successful season for these Pittsburgh Steelers? Doran and I are saying, hey, you win a playoff game and your young players develop. It's a pretty good year. They haven't even been competitive in a playoff game in 8 years. So I'm not going to go so far as to say, hey, if you get out of the first quarter with a shot to win the game, that's a success. But it would be improvement. Like, we just talked to Mike. And he's like, hey, you got to take steps. A step, sadly, unfortunately, would be the offense moving the ball a little bit in the first quarter, the defense getting a stop or two in the first quarter, and getting to halftime, my God, feeling like your team's got a chance to win a game.
Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be nice to just kind of exhale and just in the first quarter, it's like 14-3 at the end of the first quarter.
Oh, my God.
Like we felt that, what, once? No, twice maybe last year? Maybe.
The Steelers led. I just saw this stat this morning. Let me see if I can find the exact statistic here. The Steelers led. Boop, 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 ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, ba-doop, boop, 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 ba-doop. The Steelers trailed 51.6% of their snaps last year. So more than half of the time the Steelers were losing, which that explains in part why your pass rush wasn't as good. The Steelers also rarely scored in the first quarter of games last year.
That explains more of the offense.
The Steelers had the worst first quarter scoring differential. Minus 3.9 in the entire NFL last year. They averaged 2.7 points per first quarter last year. Less than a field goal. They allowed a touchdown a first quarter. Good for 32nd dead last in the NFL. So starts were an issue. Now, second half point differential. Well, people crushed Tomlin for his halftime adjustments. They were actually one of the better teams in the NFL in the second half of games last year until like the final four. But first quarter, bad starts, man. Bad starts. I would like to see more aggressiveness. How about a little play action bomb over the top to DK Metcalf, first play of the game?
I can see that.
How about that?
I can see that.
Little slant and go. Ba-dum, boom, boom.
Sluggo.
A little sluggo. Ba-dum, boom, boom, boom. One of them's.
Yep.
Take a lead. Take a damn lead. You and Pat, I think, agreed. You think the Steelers are going to score a touchdown on their first offensive possession?
Yep.
You know it's a football Friday when I'm making all kind of John Madden sounds.
Boom.
What would constitute a successful Steelers season in 2025? 412-928-9370.
9370 is the number to call. Open phones until 8 o'clock. We'd love to hear from you. Coming up next, you can also text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I got a stat that I want to react to coming up in 13 minutes. Texture writes in, farting buffalo chicken dip? Surprise, it's not Daisy Ranch Dip, Crowley. That's all natural fart, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like the farts you'd get from your grandma's dip when growing up. Natural ingredients and spices you'd find in your own cabinet.
May she rest in peace.
That's right.
Now I'm sad.
That's right.
First Steelers season without her alive, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Even 96 years old. R.I.P. What would constitute a successful Steelers season? This is a good text at 412-928-9370. No backing into the playoffs and at least one style point type big playoff win, not ugly. Buddy, if it's ugly, I don't care.
Take it.
You win a playoff game 13-12, you take it. You win it 35-31, you take it. I don't care what it looks like. You get a playoff win. That's all that matters. However, I'm with you. Don't back into the damn thing. They didn't back in with Mason Rudolph. They had to earn that. But last year, they backslid right into the playoffs. And it was UGLY. You ain't got no alibi. Yeah, ugly. I know I sort of bastardized that, but you get it. You get it. Can you finish strong? That I think that is such an important thing. I know, so 08, I think, the Steelers, they lost to the Titans, got blown at. Kerry Collins, that whole group.
And so they were the number two seed. But the final game of the season, Ben played. He actually got a concussion, got carted off the field, gave the big thumbs up. But they stomped up on the Browns because they wanted to play good football going in. It was a risk, but they played good football going in because they knew they'd have the bye. 2005, obviously, they were hot as hell. They were 7-5 and won their final four games to get in. If you want to make a run, I feel like, yeah, you got to be playing your best football late.
You do have to play your best football late, but I don't know if it's going to allow you to play your best football late the way the schedule's set up, because we always know that the Ravens will probably be the division winner. Mm-hmm. So they're probably going to potentially sit guys the last game. And you're not going to get that true competition that you're going to need to probably go into the playoffs.
But you know what? Go in there and win that game convincingly.
Yeah.
Because I'm with you. I think that Week 18 game, it could be for all the marbles in the division.
Could be.
But if it's not, Baltimore ain't playing Lamar Jackson. They ain't playing Derrick Henry. They ain't playing any of those guys. So, yeah, your final three of your final four are winnable ball games. I mean, any game you line up and play is winnable. But you go Miami at home. I think they have a different coach by then, maybe. And it's winter, Miami. They've not been, I mean, they're soft. They come to Pittsburgh in December. You better win that game. Then you're at Detroit, at Cleveland, which hasn't been easy for them, but Cleveland's, they're going to be on what, their 17th quarterback by that point. And then Baltimore, it could be for all the marbles, could be for nothing. If it's for nothing, go in there and spank them. Spank them. But yeah, last year, we looked at the schedule. We spent so much time on the schedule last year because we knew it was going to be tough.
Uh-huh.
And then it was even harder than maybe we thought.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yikes, in 11 days.
That's brutal. That's as brutal as it gets.
Like their second half schedule ain't easy this year. At Los Angeles, Cincinnati, at Chicago, Buffalo, Baltimore. That's a murderer's row right there. But the Eagles won the Super Bowl. The Chiefs were the runner-up. The Ravens, one of the best teams in the NFL. And then you finish with Cincinnati, and they were playing for everything. I think this is more manageable, at least as we sit here today. 412-928-9370. Let's go to John. Hello, John.
How you doing?
What's up, man?
Just got back from vacation from New Orleans, and I got a good story for you.
I love New Orleans.
I was sitting at the bar waiting for my wife to come down from the room, and some guy's telling me about post-Katrina. And I'm sitting there listening, going, okay. And a bartender, I could tell he was just knowing this story's coming up. There's a guy on the roof during Katrina with a rifle. It is...
Sorry, John. I don't want to go down that path.
I knew it was going to be bad. I mean, I knew it. As soon as he said he had a story from New Orleans.
About Katrina?
And then, I mean...
That's good screening right there, Harry. Did he happen to tell the story before?
No.
Yeah, good. That's good.
Did he say he wanted to tell a story?
No. I said he wanted to talk about the Steelers. So, I mean, sometimes you get those callers, they lie to you. Yeah.
I'm guessing there was going to be a long story that we really probably didn't want to be on the air, and he was going to use that story to draw an analogy to the 2025 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
I actually met the niece of the Saints defensive coordinator.
Yeah, you were saying that.
At softball practice the other day for my daughter.
Former head coach.
Mm-hmm. Staley.
Yeah.
He was Justin Herbert's coach.
Yep.
With the Los Angeles Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey.
That's pretty random.
That's a nice New Orleans Saints sweatshirt. You a fan? And she said, oh, my uncle's the defensive coordinator. Just signed a 3-year deal. I'm like, oh, shoot. Wasn't expecting that. She's like, we'll go to a couple games this year. He signed a 3-year deal. Like, okay, they're going to be terrible. Not going to be his fault, but they're going to be real bad. They're probably going to be picking first in the draft. But I would imagine he'll be there for a little bit. I mean, it's a new staff.
Oh, yeah.
Get in there with Kellen Moore. He'll be there for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. That's a great town. 412-928-9370. It's a football Friday. We're taking Katrina calls. I did just watch that Netflix documentary. Terrible disaster.
Yeah.
Texter, if you're a good team, you shouldn't look at the schedule as eking out hopeful wins to sneak into the playoffs. I think that's what we're saying. Like, find a way to play good football, to trend up, as the season's going on. I feel like the Steelers' high point of their season last year was they come off the bye, right? And they play Washington, a team that did wind up being in the Final Four. You hit the pass to Mike Williams. Russell Wilson draws him offsides. He's doing his little dancey thing. I'm going berserk in my living room because he got him with the Caden Storin. To me, that was the high point of the season. And if not, then it was probably when you put up 44 points on Cincinnati. But after the Cincinnati game, you had 7 games left. So you peaked in the middle of the season, and it all went downhill from there. Like Tyler Kennedy when he, after he scored that tic-tac-toe goal.
Yes.
Against the Detroit Red Wings. 412-928-9370. I heard someone call up trying to clarify our last caller. What did he say?
He said, I think the point was Bobby Brister was helping out during that time.
Bobby Brister was helping out during Katrina.
That's what the caller said. Oh. Just called in to follow
up. He brought up a rifle.
That's when you stop it. Yeah, you just can't. You just can't. All right, I got a statistic. Go ahead, Harry.
I just want to when you said spank him earlier, I was thinking of you trying to give a locker room talk, and I can't imagine.
Spank him. Spank him.
you're trying to motivate the team. We got to go out there and spank them.
Go in there and spank them. Spank them.
That's what I thought of when you said that.
You don't think Mike Tomlin walks up into MetLife on Sunday? Go in there and spank them. He has the whole defense there in front of him, the whole team there in front of him. He's got Aaron Rodgers to his right, TJ Watt to his left. You don't think he goes, you know what we're going to do to Justin Fields? Well, spank him.
Spank him.
Go in there and spank them. Spank them.
Spank them. Go, spank guys. Spank them.
Which of your coaches gave the best locker room speeches?
Oh, man.
Is that not even a thing in the NFL?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
We had a high school coach once at Keystone Oaks. Our previous one was very mellow. He's like, gentlemen, we got to play football. Then the next year, and we won 2 games. It was really bad. We were a bad team. And then the next year, this guy came in. We were down by a touchdown 1 game. And he comes in the locker room, throws a trash can. You need to blankety blank him, blank him. And it was just a lot of swear words. And I was like, oh, that's what this is supposed to feel like.
Yeah. You got to pick your spots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Palko did it the best out of all my coaches. And all he would do before the game is walk around and look into everybody's eyes. He wouldn't say one word. And he would just stare at you and just to see if you were ready. And then he would end with me and we would just have a stare off. And then he'd just put his head down and walk away and he would know I was ready.
I once had a stare off with my 7th grade history teacher, Mr. Garland.
Related to Judy?
No.
Do you know who Judy is?
Yeah.
Who?
She was in Wizard of Oz.
There you go.
I've never heard a coach, though, say spank him, though. I can
spank him.
Say that for sure.
I think that's the rallying cry for your 2025 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Just go in there, spank him.
Go in there and you slap their tushes. I think that's what Sirianni said to the Eagles before last night. And then Jalen Carter was like, he was so fired up because Sirianni told him, you're going to spank the Cowboys. He spit right in Dak's face.
That's a stretch.
You weren't there. Coming up next, one Steelers statistic that I'd like to see change this year. And I'm fairly optimistic that it will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I got a stat. Last season, the Steelers went 8-0 when allowing 18 points or fewer. I would expect that to continue. So the defense gives up 18 or less and the Steelers run defeated. This, to me, needs to change if the Steelers are going to go from this perennial, like, 14th team into the playoffs to, hey, maybe they could actually do something in the playoffs. 2-8 when they allowed 19 or more points.
Wow.
That's not that big of a threshold there.
Not at all.
Like, 19 points ain't a lot. Now you'd have to comb through the schedule and see how many points they did allow in those games. Does over 19 wind up meaning, like, 32? Like, whatever. But you've got to find a way to win games in multiple ways. That's been their recipe, man. Since Ben's last year, play defense, try to run the ball, limit possessions, risk-averse football, and if they are able to play the game on those terms, they win. Any other way to play the game, and they'd lose. You cannot be a good team, a great team, if you got one path to victory. You can have one primary path to victory, an identity, fair enough. That can't be the only way to win.
Not in this day and age. Used to be able to.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You have to evolve.
When you got Neil O'Donnell and a great Blitzberg defense, okay. And in the 1990s, okay. The early 2000s, okay. When Brad Johnson's winning Super Bowls and Trent Dilfer's winning Super Bowls. Now you got to find multiple ways.
I just don't understand how, like, some coaches can't get out of their own way. Like, I mean, and know that they need to change, but don't change. Like, it, you know, and it's a lot harder than me sitting here talking into a mic. But if I was a head coach, like, I would, my first thing I would do at the end of every season was look at trends. I would look at trends. I would look at every single 31 other teams, and I look at each trend and what was the path to victory, what was the path to the playoffs, what was the path to the championship game, what was the path to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl. I would look at all those trends. And to me, the trend is you got to score.
You got to score points.
You got to score points.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, you have to evolve. And some of these coaches, I mean, Mike Tomlin's one of them. He doesn't want to change the way that he coaches. And I understand, like, that should stay the same, but in philosophy should stay the same. But scheme-wise, like, you got to get on the train because everybody else is moving.
You can run the ball and score points. Baltimore was number one in the NFL in rushing last year. Philadelphia was number two. Both elite teams. Eagles won the Super Bowl. But you got to be explosive in the run, and it's got to lead to points. It can't just be, well,
Let's run it so we don't turn it over. Let's run it so we control the clock.
Right.
No, you got to be explosive, and you got to score points that way. If you think about the final four teams last year, you're thinking, what, Philadelphia and Washington. What did Washington do? Washington was incredibly aggressive on fourth downs. So if you're thinking globally, that's how Mike Tomlin characterizes exactly what you're talking about. What are the trends? Well, Washington was super aggressive going for it on fourth downs. The Eagles were aggressive in that because they had the tush push, which got everybody all pissed off last night. The Lions, same kind of deal. You had Buffalo and, again, Josh Allen. There's not a lot of analogies you can draw there. I think you've just got a really special talent at quarterback, and he's the straw that stirs that drink. But those other teams, they all have something they hang their hat on. Meanwhile, Kansas City, we talked about it throughout last season. They won a game. It was against the Raiders. They blocked the kick, or it was against the Dolphins, whatever.
Right, yep.
They always...
Denver.
It was Denver. They found so many different ways to win one-score games. Sometimes the quarterback's going to bail you out. Sometimes it's a sack. Sometimes it's a great pressure called by Spags, like we saw in the AFC Championship game. They find a million different ways to beat you. That's what the Patriots used to do.
Yep.
So they hang their hat on just winning. They'll find a way. They will win. Eagles run the ball, and then they throw it late. Or they throw it early to run late. Whatever they thought suited. You can't be 2-8 when you give up more than 19 points. You can't have one path to victory. Now, I think it'll be good enough if they run the ball and play defense maybe these first 3 weeks of the season. But by week four, when you're taking on an explosive Minnesota team with a great roster top to bottom, okay, if they shut off path one to victory, you better find a way to win a different way.
You say it'd be good enough, and it probably would be, but wouldn't you want to test the waters against these first three teams?
Sure.
Okay, it'd be good enough for us to win if we go, the normal route that we take. Like, why wouldn't you take a different route? Because you know that is what you can hang your hat on these first three teams. Like, you should want to score.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you. If you win 13-10 and then 17-13 and then 21-18 in your first three games, okay, you're 3-0. No one's apologizing for it, but what are you building towards? Right. Right. I'm already doing the thing. They need to win against the Jets. I will give them a pass if it's not buttoned up offensively this week. But they ain't getting two.
I'm not giving them a pass.
I know you're not giving them a pass.
Just based off of what I watched last night, too. I'm not giving them a pass.
True.
And I'm not talking about the Eagles' offense. I'm talking about the Cowboys' offense.
Yeah. Bang, bang, boom.
Both offenses. We talked about it, I think, before the show. We were like, hey, that was actually clean football. Clean football. The offenses were driving. They were scoring. Why can't the Steelers do that?
Right.
Why do we have to give them an excuse? Because, this is a new-ish roster. Everybody's new.
Mike Tomlin always says you'd rather say woe than sick 'em. He was saying woe an awful lot last year as they were the worst first quarter team in the entirety of the NFL. They warmed into so many games last season.
Yeah.
You can't have that happen. I'll give him a pass if it's ugly offensively week one. You will not, and I think people are more than likely going to agree with you on that. For sure, though, when Seattle comes here at home, you better be putting up points.
Yes.
412-928-9370. Kevin in California woke up real early. We'll talk to him, among others, coming up next. We've got Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette at 8 o'clock to get in some of the matchups of game number one against the Jets. One more thing on the Steelers' slow starts last year that we'd hope would be rectified this season. Steelers allowed 112 first-quarter points last year, which is absurd. 13 more than 31st-place Dallas. Dallas did not fix that last night. Because Dallas' offense was really impressive, but then the Eagles, bang, bang, boom, right down the field.
Yep.
We have our great friend Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette joining us coming up at the start of the 8 o'clock hour. We'll get into some of the specific matchups and X's and O's stuff with him. Jets-Steelers Sunday at 1. The 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Got a call here from California. Kevin, who's listening on the Odyssey app, unless you're in California, Pennsylvania, Kevin, which I didn't consider.
Hey, good morning, guys. No, I'm in Temecula, California.
Okay, what's up, man?
I just had a quick question for both of you guys regarding the offense, man. I know there's been a lot of talk about the wide receiver two position for 2 years now, but regarding the offense, I wanted to put you guys as a defensive coordinator on the Jets. what strategies or what things would you focus on going against the Steelers' offense? How would you guys shut down this offense? And based upon your strategy, would a legitimate wide receiver two help counter that?
I don't think a wide receiver two would help counter that. But what I would do is clearly the same process that the Steelers are going to do for with Justin Fields. I would blitz the hell out of Aaron Rodgers and try to get him on the ground and try to force him out of the pocket. I'd try to get him on the move.
Yeah.
I'd try to see how he can run. Get him on the ground, you know, get him lumped up a little bit, blitz him. You're not going to fool him. So I wouldn't even do exotic blitzes. I would just try to just rush gaps and see if we could flush him out of the pocket to make him have to throw on the move. But the reason why number two receiver I don't think would affect a defense is because you are essentially going to use Jonnu Smith as that guy this game and for the duration of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go 12 personnel, Jonnu, Pat Freiermuth, and then whenever you want to run the football or add more protection, you'll go 13 personnel. Jonnu Smith will be the Z receiver, DK X receiver, Pat Freiermuth, the H tight end, and then Darnell Washington, the Y tight end. So you'll have three tight ends essentially in those personnel. So I don't think a wide receiver number two is really going to be effective, at least to start the season.
Hey, are you hearing all this, buddy? I mean, it is a football Friday. We're getting Z's, X's, Y's. We're getting rushing gaps.
We're going to spank them all.
Oh, we're spanking them.
Spank.
Yep.
I would put Broderick Jones through hell early.
Yeah, that too. Good point.
Early.
Yep. That's where I would bring my blitzes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them. Up the gut, too, obviously.
Oh, right up the gut.
Yep.
Watch for the Zach Frazier snapping experience. Early last season, it was a problem. Early training camp, it was a problem. Just keep an eye on that. I'm a little bit worried about that early on. Coming up next, for some of the in-depth matchup breakdowns, Chris Carter, filmer, breaker, downer guy from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, is going to join us next. We've got Zach Rosenblatt, who covers the Jets for The Athletic, joining us at the bottom of the hour. First Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's going to be warm today, high at 80, low 58, partly cloudy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.